You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hello, everyone. This is MLB.com Extras, Detroit Tigers edition. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Anthony Kaxervance. I am joined, as always, by Jason Beck. And we've got news already in this hot stove season from the Tigers. We knew they needed bullpen help, and they went out and found it. Francisco Rodriguez from the Brewers. And, Beck, break down this deal for us in terms of what exactly the Tigers giving up. Obviously, they didn't have to. This is a team that just spent a good portion of the summer trying to restock its farm system, and it seems like they were able to make this trade without getting too deep into that.
Yeah, it was a culmination of a lot of explorations on the closer market, both free agents and trades. I thought that everything was set up towards a Joaquin Soto reunion, but I think with enough teams looking for not only closer help but setup help on the market, the price on Soria was going up to where there was a good chance it was going to take a 3-year deal to get him in. And then on the trade market, you had big names like Kimbrel and Aroldis Chapman, who's still out there, of course, and some other guys. I think Brad Boxberger came up. But the price tags on those guys, especially for a team that's trying to rebuild its farm system, was going to be high. You were almost certain to have to take away from the major league ready portion of your farm system to be able to pull off something like that. And the Tigers weren't going to be comfortable doing that for 1 year of Chapman. And even for a few years of Boxberger, it was going to be a little bit tricky. I know there were some mixed reviews of Boxberger as well with his year on the closer role. This was kind of a happy medium for them, I think. They didn't have to give up a lot, obviously. Betancourt was number 10 or 11 prospect, I think, on the Tigers list at the end of the year. And it's not a heavy financial commit, because if you remember, K-Rod was one of those guys who lingered out there on the market well in the spring training a couple of years ago. And he ended up signing for 2 years and an option. So really, for a couple years, assuming they pick up the option, they're only on the hook for somewhere around $11 million. And even if they don't pick up the option, I think it's only $9.5 million. So from a financial standpoint and from a prospect standpoint, it was a pretty good mix for a guy who the last couple of years shows that he could still be an elite closer.
He really has shown that, and it's an amazing career. It's hard to believe he's only, 34 next season. He's been around forever, it feels like. He's been around since 2002 and that run the Angels made that year. And just this past season, 2015 with the Brewers, this was the best walks and hits per innings pitched mark of his career. I saw that our friend and colleague Adam McAlvey had tweeted out a quote from Craig Counsell earlier this year where he's just saying that the guy's continually reinvented himself. And it just seems like for this Tigers bullpen, obviously any stability is a good thing, but to have it from a guy who's both a stable statistical presence and also a bit of a bullpen leader seems pretty important for this group.
Yeah, and I know it's going to undergo some scrutiny because the Tigers have taken some shots on older relievers in the past. Joe Nathan was just a year and a half ago, I guess, and gotten burned on it. On the flip side, I think you can make an argument for K-Rod that while the stuff is aging, he doesn't have that fastball that he once did. His numbers from a statistical standpoint and from the metrics are as good as they've been really since those first couple of years. He was a closer. He's got a changeup that a lot of guys rave about. He's throwing strikes, which became a big problem for Nathan as his time in Detroit went on. He seems to keep the ball down. He locates well. Now, he did have a little bit of a problem with home runs. It remains to be seen how much the change of ballparks will have an impact on that, going from Miller Park to a little bit more spacious confines in Detroit. But all in all, for getting a guy who's been in the league as long as K-Rod has, it feels like you're still getting productive years out of him, and you're not on the hook long term.
Beck, is this kind of indicative of the kind of moves the Tigers are going to have to make this offseason? We all know they got over $100 million committed for 2016, just to five guys. And obviously, J.D. Martinez rising in arbitration. And so obviously not a tremendous amount of financial wiggle room to do something bold like they've done in the past. Now that they've settled in on K-Rod here for the ninth inning, what do you think their next area of emphasis is? And what are realistic possibilities given those budget parameters?
Yeah, I think this is kind of the trend. They might be able to spend a little bit more here on some other guys, given the money that you can argue that they saved by getting K-Rod instead of, you know, maybe like a Darren O'Day or a Soria. But it's still not going to be enough to get them into that top-tier market for some other guys. They're still going to be looking for relief help. You know, they can still use a setup man. The lefty, left-handed side of their bullpen still needs a little bit of examination, even if you project Ian Cole to take the next step here at some point. But really, the top priority now that the closer's role is taken is starting pitching. They're looking for two starters. I think if they were only looking for one, you could make the case for them to be in on that top end of the market with the David Price or Zach Greinke. And I know Kevin Rosenthal or some other guys have tried to speculate on that. But given that they need two starting pitchers, or that they want two starting pitchers, so that they're not relying on two of those young guys to have to fill rotation spots at the back end, they've got to make that money work and spread it around a little bit more. I think that you're looking at them in the second tier of the market. Giovanni Gallardo has drawn some interest. I think depending on what the market is like on a Jordan Zimmerman, Jeff Samardzija, guys like that, I think you could see that working. Ian Kennedy was a rumored name there at one point. Those are the guys. I think they're in an interesting position, too, to watch the market play out because that first-round pick is protected. They've got the ninth overall selection in the draft next summer, and because they're top 10, they don't have to give that up to sign a free agent who was given a qualifying offer and turned it down. That gives them potentially a little bit of an advantage over some other contending clubs that are going to want to hold on to not only that draft pick, but the draft spending money that goes with it. So it might not be an area that gets addressed immediately. I don't think they're necessarily going to make a huge, bold move right out of the gate, but I think that they might have an opportunity to get some better guys than maybe some people credit without necessarily going into that top tier.
Yeah, I think that protected pick is a huge sunk lot here and one that will really start to take shape as we get deeper into things. You mentioned Samardzija. Samardzija is a really interesting name from that standpoint because he's coming off an awful season, let's just say, but he's got great stuff. And so there's going to be interest in Samardzija, but the Tigers might be in a better position than some other clubs to, you know, make a more aggressive offer as a function of not having to give up that pick in addition to the money. So it'll be interesting to watch because this is a club that's obviously, you know, despite the summer sell-off, this is not a rebuild situation. This is very much trying to reload and go for it again in 2016. And we'll see what the Tigers do to follow up the Francisco Rodriguez addition, what moves they make next. Jason Beck will be all over it for Tigers.com and MLB.com. I want to thank him for joining us, and thank you all for tuning in. This has been MLB.com Extras, Detroit Tigers edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.